This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. The next Mishnah doesn't seem to be directly related to classifying different types of tumah or different levels of intensity of transmitting tumah. Seems to be a totally different Eden, Sefer Zeroyim, or Seder Kodshim. Levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, lagabi different dinim, lagabi different levels of Truma and Meiser and Kotrim, etc. However, the point over here is that different levels of Tumo are susceptible and different places in Eretz Yisrael, Kefi, Dagas, Kedushosam, are sensitive to that level of Tumo Vatayra. That's the connection over here. So the Mishnah is going to go by Hadroga, Ese Kedusha Sein. There are 10 dargas in Eretz Yisrael of Kedusha. The Rav likes too that since the Mishnah before us said 10 dargas of Tumah Pa'odom, so we also there's Esa Kedusha saying. Kiviyoch, if we want to take that thought a little bit further, it's that Chazal set us up Zel Umazeh. The Sur Meira, Kilu is defining the 10 levels of Tumah. To be nitar, for an Odom to be nitar, mitoich tumosoi. And now you see how the Torah in different places, the Torah is makbun, the Torah is talking about Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, the Torah talks about inyone tuma. The opposite of being roy and muchon, to enter into the world of achilas truma, which is also a certain level of kachim, and then kachim itself, and then further along in the Beis HaMikdash, all the way into the lefnai v'lefnim of the Beis HaMikdash, all those are levels of Kedusha that are mechayiv, leaving levels of Tumah. You see, even when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, the Torah talks about it in Parshas Achimos, L'gabi Yom Kippur, as V'nikdashti b'toich Tumasom. So the opposite of the Dargis HaTumah Ba'odom are the Dargis Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, going into the Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael, Mikudeshes, Mikol Ho'arotzois. And this is not only an Indian, like the Mishnah fears always, the Gabi Mitzvah Satloim Baret, but it's also true that Chazal were geyser on Chutzlaret, a gewisse level of Tumah. It's called Beloshen Chazal, Mishnayis in Nozir, and we'll have it later on, said Tyrus. Chazal were geyser Tumas Eretz Ammim. They were geyser. Kilu, it's all Tameh Meis. To a certain extent, the places in Chutz Laretz is to a certain extent Meis. There's also, on a practical level, there's Chshoshes because they weren't as careful with where Meisos are buried, and therefore there's more of a Chshash in the Zihirus of Tumah V'Tayra. The Mishnah speaks out that Kedusha Seretzol, Gabi Kol Ha'arotzois, is Shemeviim Imena Ha'oimer. My Kedushos are Shemeviim Imena Ha'oimer, that the Korban Ha'oimer could be brought for it, V'Abikurim Ushtei Alechem. These three things, Bikurim, Shtei Halechem, Bikurim are cut from fields. Oimer is also cut from fields. Shtei Halechem is also Tvua from a field. Doesn't say anything about animals, but the produce of field can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. What's the nature of these dinim? The Rav brings for each one Exeris HaKosuv. By Oimer, the pasuk says, "Ktsartem is ktsiro v'aveisim is Oimer." Ktsiro v'loy kotzer chutz. Ktsiro means it's ktsiro of the land. Bikurim, the Torah says, "V'lo kachto mireshis kol pri adom asher tovim mi'artzecha." Lord, Shtei Alechem, the pasuk says, "Mimoyshvoy seichem tovi lechem," from your place, from your residence. That's Eretz Yisrael. Now we'll just mention that the sugya in Menachos Daf Pei Dalet is actually brought down. That there's a Tanna of Yosef of Yehuda that holds that you can bring the Omer also mitvuas chutzlaret. And this is a very important aura because it brings up a point that l'chayre two of the three that are mentioned over here, kedushosam, shemivim, imeno, Omer and Shtei Halechem are dinim of karbonis that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And Amela, what you're saying is that the material that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it should have kedusha seretz so. That's a madrega. But Bikurim, l'chayre doesn't belong here. The reason why Bikurim is only from Eretz Yisrael is because Bikurim is mitzvah atluyas bar. It's the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Has various matnas kohuna, levim, types of maestris. The Mishnah doesn't mention over here mitzvah atluyas bar. That's pashut. They're all mitzvah atluyas bar of nesinois, as well, by the way, as Leket Shikcha and Peya, Maisa Oni, and Orla and Klaim and other Yisurim. It's all mitzvahs at Lois Barats. The produce of Eretz Yisrael has a hamoin of mitzvahs that other things don't have. It's not mentioned here. Because of this Ha'ara, to put the word Bikurim over here is a Pella. Bikurim L'chare is because it's a Matono, it's Matnas Gona, and it only comes from Peres Ha'aretz. Because of this Ha'ara, the Hagoyes Hagro, the famous Ha'ara, takes out the word Bikurim. It changes the Gesa, Tal Yerab also, over here in the Mishnah. Tal Yerab is going to be from our Avnei Yisoid in Parshonus and Seder Tyrus. And the Goyin also, as well as a very important Pirush on Seder Tyrus. They both take out the Gesa, and Tal Yerab speaks at this point. Bikurim is not Alts Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's because it's Choyves Oretz, Mitzat Lois Baretz. L'mai saw the Rishonim and Mufurish do have the Gesa, the Rash, the Rosh, the Rambam Pirush and Mishnah is. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchirim Perek Vov, when he brings the Asorah Kiddushois that are mentioned over here in the Mishnah, does bring Bikurim. So the Bavuster raid over here, Rabbi Senu Achren discussed it, Elam could look in Avi Ezri, has an Arichus in Beis Abchir Perek Zayin, is that Toysis and Bava Basad of Pealov has a whole Arichus, where Toys discusses back and forth, could very well be that Bikurim is not Mitzvah at Luis Barat. And the Raya Tosis says this because the Gemara over there in Bava Basta Ape Aleph has to bring a posuk that you can't bring Bikurim from Chutz Laretz. What's the Havamina? It's Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. Trumas, Maisus, Orla, Klaim. Of course it's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a klal in the Mishnah Kedushin that all Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz that are totally in the produce of the ground are only on the produce of the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Why Bikurim would there be a Havamina to bring from Chutz Laretz? One Pshat Tosis says, which is a fascinating Havamina, is that since the Pasuk is written in the Torah, Bikurim, together with Basa B'Cholov, is a Havamina to compare it to Basa B'Cholov. It's a Pella. It's gather into Sant. It's one of the Mekoros that is a Minig. We're Misasik with Basa B'Cholov on Shavuos, and Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim. But then Tosis says a different test, not just a Havamina, but a Maskona. Tosfos says that mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz are mitzvahs that are chal on the produce. Bikurim is not a mitzvah on the chefetz, it's not a mitzvah in the produce, in the tvu, in the peiros. It's a mitzvah on the gavra to be mafresh and to be mala and to be mevi and to be noisen peiros from Eretz Yisrael. It's not mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. Rashi in Gittin Madaf Mevav famously says this point also to explain that if a person would have a field and he has a lot of tvu in it, that's tevel, he sells the whole thing to a goy. He's not supposed to, it's not right, but l'maisi he sold the tevel, even though there's a big hefsid for Kehanim Levim and Aniim and Maisa Sheni, l'maisi that's life. He doesn't have to go buy it back. Bikurim, if he sells it to a goy, then he has to go buy back the Bikurim in order to bring. Why? It was chal on him, a choyves gava to bring. The tevel and the mitzvahs hafroshes that you bring is a mitzvah in the tvuah. So if you're not going to eat the tvuah because it's all to a goy, so you're not mechoyev. This is a mitzvah, a choyves gava. So it's not a regular mitzvah to lose barot. That's l'chayra has to be what this raid is telling you. It's geshmak raid. L'mais, it's not as simple as that because there's a Reb Chaim, the Chedusha Grak, Alashas and Menoches Beinyan Oime Bechutzlaret, that relates the fact that the Isser Ktsira, there's not only an Isser of eating Chodosh before the Karban Oime, there's an Isser Ktsira, the first Ktsira of the new crop has to be for the Karban Oime, and it says that that Isser Ktsira, even if you hold Lamashal, that there's a Chiv Tit Yoshim, there's an Isser Eat Chodosh in produce of Chutzlaret, the famous discussion. But Lamaisa, the Isser of Ketziras HaOmer is only in Eretz Yisrael because the mitzvah of bringing the Karban HaOmer is from the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like the Karban HaOmer and the Ketzira and the crop of the Omer has to do with mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. Which case, not so geschmack. If we want to say that the reason why Bikurim would be in the Mishnah because it's not Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz, it sounds maybe even like Oimer, the Havas Oimer from this tour is also because of Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. So we'll leave that as a Tzorch here in Ayin in Reb Chaim in the Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchus Bikur. One other Ha'or over here is that the Hagdoma of the Mishnah Ese Kedushois, and it's quoted that way also in the Rambam in Beis Abchira, is a Pella. Because if you go through the Mishnah over here, and it says Mekudesh, 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 like we had before, Lamalo, Lamalo, there's actually 11 Madregas. Second mission said 10. This is a kasha that's asked by Kadmoni, Kadmoni. We look at the Melech HaShleima. He brings it from the Oruch B'Shem Rav Haigoin. So this is a kasha from the Goinim still. The Chayyid is 11 Kedushas. So what the Teretz that brought B'Shem Rav Haigoin is that Eretz Yisrael is not Mimini HaKedushas. That means you have to read the Mishnah sort of with a paragraph. Eser Kedushas Hein. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes, it means that Eretz Yisrael is not the first Madrega. This is the Hagdoma, that there's a concept of Kedusha, and there are 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael, but not that Eretz Yisrael is the Madrega. The way Rav Haigoin says it is because all the different levels of Kedusha will have has to do with a level of Kpeda where we're not going to let somebody in. A Tomei on this level is not like going to the Har Bayis. He's not allowed going to Yerushalayim. He's not allowed going to Ezus Noshim and so on. There's nobody who's not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no Dargo of Tumah, which is Manua, which really is what we're talking about. We're learning the Dinim of Tumah V'Tayr, not Kedushas HaOretz. We're learning the Dinim of Tumah, and Mela, we have to explain where each level of Tomei is prevented from going as a Mokum HaKudosh. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have that quality. So Mela, it's not one of the Lashonis. Lemaisa, when you look at the Rikurkis, it sounds a little bit different. The same type of art, that Eretz Yisrael is not one of the 10 Lashoinois. But the point is a tifer of art. What the Rikurkis sounds like he's saying is that Eser Kedushas are not isolated, 10 types of Kedusha. There are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting, because when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, L'chor, the Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It happens to be in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is a place for Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, let's say. And there's also a Beis HaMikdash, but it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael per se. V'toshteni, the Mishnah, no. Eretz Yisrael has a Kedusha that it's a mokim of Kedusha. In Memela, it has a din that Tumah is not welcome. And there's a more intense level, L'gabi Bote, L'gabi Yerchoimo, L'gabi Yerushalayim, L'gabi the Beis HaMikdash, but they're all levels of the same idea. Now, who is manua from going because of Tumah, because of Kedushas HaOretz? Not like we just said for Vaigoin, but for the Rikorkis, perhaps what we could say is that it's a Pasuk Mefureshes. The Pasuk says in Parashas Achrim Oisim Kedoshim that those that are Oisik in Tumas, Teyevois, of Arayis, and other Maisim, that were nohug by the Amim that lived in Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael, were Nizgarish Min Oretz. They weren't welcome. They were Atoki Oretz Oysom. So maybe that level of Tumah, the Mishnah of course doesn't say it, because it's not the regular Tumah that we're talking about. It's Toyevois. But maybe that's also on that level that Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha is not Soivel Averois. Maybe we can perhaps say that. Let's learn Mishnah Zayin together, because Ayorois Hamukofois Choyma Mikudoshois Men is a higher level of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael of cities that are surrounded by a wall. The Mepharshim explained that this means a city that's surrounded by a wall, Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun. We're most familiar with this concept, Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun from Megillah. We have the famous halacha of Shushan Purim, which is only celebrated in Ayorois Mukofois Choyma Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun. But actually, the Makar and the Deraisa levels of Mishnah and Erech in the 9th Perek, where there's a din of Bote Erech Chaim and Parshas Bahar that have separate levels of when you're allowed to and when you have the schuz, somebody who sells Bote Erech Chaim to be goyel that field. Dinim and Mesachas Erech and Barichus. And over there also, Bote Erech Chaim means Mimais Yeshua Benun. The Mishnah over here is not going to limit Bote Erech Chaim in any way to Kochim. So this din doesn't have to do with Kedusha Mitzad Sey the Kachim. It has to do with Mitzad the Kedusha of a place in Eretz Yisrael. There's a higher level of intensity because it's a Mokim Miyuid, a Mokim Mesuyim, surrounded by a wall for Yidin to live, and it's there as an integral part of Eretz Yisrael because it's there from when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Toichen Advar. Now the Maaseh Get Hazoi, there's a Parsha in Parshas Nosoi that's called Shiluach Machna. Shiluach Machna means that levels of Tumah are sent out of Machnas. Machna Shchina means the Azorah. That's a place where a Tumah is not allowed to go on any level.
the Machna Leviyo is a place that shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash, but doesn't have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash proper, in, not in the Midbar, but in Yerushalayim, that place is called the Har HaBayis, and higher levels of Zihirus from Tumah were necessary, and he Tumah Yotzei Migufo, etc., we'll see him, etc., was sent away from there. And then there's the Machna Yisrael. A Machna Yisrael is not any place in Eretz Yisrael, it's a place that's a Mokim Misuyim for Yidin to live. That place was created by Yeshua ben Nun when he came. In the same way Moshe Rabbeinu created the Metzias called Mazara of Beis HaMikdash, Yeshua ben Nun, who was the first leader of Eretz Yisrael, the first leader of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, created a Chalois called Machna Yisrael, where the Machna Yisrael, by the way, in the Midbar was the whole Yud Beis Mill where Yidin lived. But the Machna Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, is Mekoymes Am Suyomois that are surrounded by a wall Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. It was created by Yeshua ben Nun. So Lamaisa, who sent out a Machna Yisrael? Which type of tumah? Only the tumah chamura of Mitzayra. In the same way, there's a kpeda that a tumah, a proper tumah, is not allowed to go into Beis HaMikdash, and there's an einish to pay, chorus or malchus, depending on what type of tumah is. There's halacha of the Rambam Beis HaMikdash says that a Mitzayra gets malchus. The Torah says, "V'lo yitamos machanem." Tumas tzaras in the Machna Yisrael is also mitame. The Rambam Grada in that. Over there, the Rambam says that Mitzayra is only loike when he's nichnas Yerushalayim. It's a little bit of a chiddush because Yerushalayim is not the only Machna Yisrael. The Kedusha over here has nothing to do with Yerushalayim per se. The Shechel Tzorchim, where the Rambam got it from. Rashi Yimsochim Dav Samach Zayin clearly says not that way. It says that a Mitzayra that's nichnas to any Ayoros Mekobes Chaima, because that Mokum is Mekudish, and there's a din of Loi Tamas Machaneim. So you look at the Mishnah's Taharis, and he has a ganz chiddush in the Rambam based on Reb Chaim that the din of a Mitzayra not going into Yerushalayim is not because of Kedusha Samachnois, it's because there's a din that's a chelik of his Nihug Mitzayra, but Be'etzem, there's no Malkus Mitzad the Tumas HaMokim. Not a Mokim Kudush, there's a Darga. And there's a nihug that he can't walk into any place. Mela only Yerushalayim is Machne Yisrael that has kedusha that says Lo Yitamas Machanem. Therefore, the Malkis will only be in Yerushalayim. Ayin Shami speaks about it by Rikus. Earlier in the parak, by the way, we had three types of mitzayra. There's a mitzayra muzger where he's waiting. The Kohen says you have pending, and he has tumas tzaras. There's a mitzayra muchletes where a tzayra muchletes has also nihugim of a mitzayrim. Mitzayrim muzger is the same level of intensity of tumah. Mitzad tumas meshovei, but a mitzayrim buchlatz also has to rise kriya and his clothing and his face, etc. They're both sent out from Aram HaMukofas Chayma. Then there's a third type of mitzayrim where he's already been healed of the tzaras. He's already brought shtei tziparim. Now he's counting 7 days and he's waiting to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Over there he does not have the din that he has to be mechutz l'machni. He's allowed to be machni Yisro. What's not poshut seems to be a machlekes rishonim, Tosfos Psachim with other rishonim, is whether he's also allowed into Machna Leviyos. He's also allowed on the Har HaBayis, or until he actually brings his korban, where then he has to go mamish till the doorway of the Azara. That's when he's allowed, or maybe not. Maybe he's not considered a tumah anymore, even though he has remnants of the tumah. He's a mechusik kiburim, but he doesn't have an issa to be sent out of Machna Leviyos. That's not so poshut. The Mishnah finishes off. Interesting halacha over here. Somebody dies inside an ir mukefet chayma. The kedusha of the mokoyim doesn't allow for a dead body to be buried inside, and it also does not allow for the body to be brought in. Yotza, if the body goes out, ein machzinos, it's not allowed to be brought in. If it's inside, and a kever was not prepared, you can't just take it unceremoniously out of the walls and leave it. So then, they go to different places, and they say hespedi by different shuls, in order to then give more time for the kever kaddish to get ready to bury. Why? Because it can't be taken out and then put in storage inside. So basically what the Mishnah is just adding that as a detail of what to do practically because of this problem, but the existential halacha that's in the Mishnah is that the kedusha of Loitamos Machnem of Machne Ayoris Mukafes Choymer is not to bring a dead body inside. There is another halacha that's not mentioned over here in the Mishnah, which is that a Beis Haskilah, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, has to be Michutz Lo'ir. So what's Michutz Lo'ir? It says over there in the Rishonim, learned out from the Pasuk, that it has to be Michutz L'Shloishes HaMachnois. It's another example of where there's such a halacha. The issue of not bringing in a dead body is only the Rabbanon. What's a famous Yerushalmi minig is because they treated Yerushalmi as Yerushalayim as Machne Yisrael, is not to leave a body overnight. That's why they make levayas very quickly in Yerushalayim. The echte Yerushalayimer, keeping on Yerushalayim, they make, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, they make a levayah even if there's only a minion there. Why? Because the kedusha samokum doesn't allow for a mace to be left overnight. That's all part of this halacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.